The Dundas Tennis Club, DTC, celebrated its 100th anniversary with a flurry of activities last weekend. On Friday evening, a silent auction was held at St. Augustine Parish Hall, raising over $5,000 for charity. Canadian idol Adam Castelli entertained the crowd, and members old and new had a chance to get in plenty of socializing. Great decor, prizes, food and attendance made this event a resounding success. Donations for the silent auction came from members or merchants in the area, and there was something for all. The Saturday festivities started off with a parade on Saturday morning, led by a Zamboni, driven by MPP Sandy Shaw, and featuring an old retired fire truck and many vehicles full of cheering tennis members clad in retro tennis gear. What a blast! Memorabilia was on display in the clubhouse, and old photo albums provided a record of many of the club's activities over the years. Out on the courts, a presentation was held by MPP Sandy Shaw, and the club's birthday was recognized with a plaque. DTC member, 100-year-old Betty Webster, gamely came to the net and smacked the tennis ball with authority. She still hits a mean volley. Kids were thrilled with the bouncy castle, and also were given free tennis clinics on the court by coach Peter Patiakis. There was cake, of course, and the Copetown Lions food truck was on hand to feed the hungry. Their food was delicious. Later in the day, local band Not For Hire provided entertainment courtside. The Dundas Tennis Club knows how to put on a party. A parade around the Dundas Driving Park was part of the DTC's 100th anniversary festivities. Supplied photo.